The decision comes after two people under 18 were diagnosed with COVID-19 over the past couple of days. Health officials say one of the patients is quite young. Ontario's chief medical officer, Dr. David Williams, says there isn't much information on how the virus impacts children, but the latest cases show that children can develop the disease.
And while I don't believe there's much illness, it does give the potential of bringing back infection and introducing it into various settings, including schools and daycares.
On Williams' recommendation, Ontario's education minister says the decision was made to close the schools for two extra weeks following the March break. After that, the government will reevaluate the situation and determine what further action should be taken. Meanwhile, opposition politicians in Ontario are criticizing the government for not appearing to have a concrete plan in place to deal with the coronavirus. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.